Beyond the Peak, Dragged by Love. Written and read by Opal Song. Fandom, Iron Widow. Rating, explicit. Pairing, Zetian, Yichi, Ximin. Also tagged for Timeline What Timeline? Tentacles. Consent Play, DubeCon. Kinda both of these are in Yichi's head. Orgasm Delay Denial, Multiple Orgasms, and Overstimulation. Created for Cantarina for ITBE 2021. Yeah. Ximin groans, muffled against Zuchin's folds. His cock is hard against Ichi's thigh. Ichi is grinding back, his own face buried in Ximin's impressive pectoral muscles. Ximin is almost there. Ichi can tell by the way his hips are jerking, off rhythm and with more force than he normally allows himself. Zetian has her hands buried in Ximin's hair, holding him against her, riding his tongue. They are glorious, and Ichi could, and has in the past, come from just watching them. He presses a bit harder into Ximin to get him there. Alarms blare. Not a moment later, someone is pounding on their door. Zetian and Ximin are already moving. Ichi pushed to one side. Ugh, of course an attack would happen right in the middle of things. He's moving too, though, throwing on clothing befitting a strategist. They need him in the Vermilion Bird, after all. Riding in the Vermilion Bird while Zetian and Ximin do their thing is actually really boring. Once they found their balance as a trio, and once they created a secure seat for Ichi, so he didn't have to try and brace himself against movement he couldn't see coming, there wasn't really much for him to do except feed tiny bits of his chi to them. They opened a grate for him to see out of when they could, but that wasn't often. He'd never tell anyone, but watching through the grate made him feel a bit sick. Today feels worse, somehow, watching them go still and vacant when only moments prior Zetian had been moaning and pulling Ximin's hair, and Ximin had been shuddering against Yichi's body. Yichi braced in his seat, bored as the strategist directed them to the battlefield, and still hard in his robes. His arousal fizzled through him, cut off at heights he's never tried before. He likes the feeling, but he'd like it more with Zetian here to command him to stop, and Ximin to force him to take it. His eyes rove over Zetian, still flushed even with her face slack. Ichi pretends he can see a slightly darker spot, damp with more than sweat at the crux of her legs. That's not how the suits work, of course, but he can fantasize. There's nothing else to do right now. Ximin, he doesn't even need to imagine. His cock is still half hard in his suit. Ichi can see it. What would it feel like to free himself from the seat and bend himself over Shimin's chair and suck him off right there while he was fighting? Would Shimin's body respond at all? Or would Yichi merely hold his half-hard cock in his mouth for the entire fight, jaw open and drooling? They could make him a new place in the chrysalis, bent over and mouth around Shimin's cock. Could he transfer chi through his mouth? In this fantasy, he could, and it'd be easier and better than their regular transfer. They'll never actually do it, Yichi knows. Both because Shimin had little enough control over his own life and bodily reactions that Ichi would never do anything to him without his complete knowledge. Also because the detailed layout of the pilot seats had been denied to him several times now. Even the physical copies were being suspiciously highly guarded, and without them he couldn't even attempt to modify the configuration or add a third seat. It's nice to imagine, though. And he knows neither of them would refuse him that. He squirms in his seat. It's pressing against his cock in ways it doesn't normally. He lets his head fall back and grinds against the pressure for a moment. The pressure moves. Ichi's eyes fly open, looking for a threat. Zichin and Shimin are vulnerable here. If they aren't paying attention, Ichi won't let anyone... It isn't a threat. Not to the pilots, anyway. Probably not to Ichi either. The cockpit has changed. Lengths of spirit metal growing from the floor and ceiling and walls, and even his seat. They look like... Well, they look like tentacles. If Ichi was in polite society, he'd say they looked like octopus tentacles without the suckers. If he was amongst friends, he'd make reference to numerous spring films he'd seen. One of the tentacles is coiled around his thigh, pressing against his cock in ways that are inhuman and yet so, so good. He turns his head and another nudges his mouth. He balks and jerks back, only to find that tentacles are embracing his shoulders, pinning him in place. He's had dreams like this, where something forces him. He's liked them. Ichi is pretty sure that if he shouts, Zichin or Shimin will notice and stop this. He knows that the tentacles aren't their conscious creation. He knows because he tried to explain wanting to be pushed, being able to beg and refuse and be taken and forced into pleasure anyway. And both of them had been horrified. Neither understood. Which is absolutely fine. Ichi doesn't need this particular flavor of pleasure in his life. Not when he has the other two corners of his triangle. If he shouts, the strategists will hear him. He's pretty sure they won't pick up soft noises. But a shout loud enough to get through to Shimin and Zichin, they'll hear that. Which wouldn't do at all. Definitely better to let his partners have their subconscious way with him than to let the strategists know something was amiss. Definitely. Ichi hisses as metal touches his skin. It isn't cold, but it feels odd, inhuman. The tentacles have found their way under his robes and he shrugs them off. Zichin made sure that there are no cameras inside the cockpit, only the speakers and mics so the strategists can talk to the pilots. So Ichi feels no shame shedding his robes to give the tentacles better access to his skin. He arches as a tentacle slides over his nipple, bodily warm metal pressing smoothly against him. The low buzz of arousal that never left is rising again. He turns his head, opening his mouth to another tentacle and sucking. The tentacle glows a soft orange. Ichi blinks. It turns out he can transfer chi with his mouth. Interesting. He pulls against the tentacles, winding up his arms just to feel them refuse to give. He shivers. He knows this has to be his partner's doing. Maybe not consciously, but apparently having pent-up pilots with a target for their arousal in the cockpit led to interesting results. He can imagine this is the Vermilion Bird itself assaulting him, an inhuman, massive being overwhelming him and taking no quarter, assisted by his partner's desires. A tentacle wraps itself around his cock, and Itcha shudders and moans into the tentacle stuffing his mouth. Pleasure washes through him, the ache of denial finally breaking into sparkles of pleasure. The tentacle squeezes him exactly as he likes it most, exactly as Zetian and Shimin know he likes it, pulling him towards climax at breakneck speed. He wants to come. He sucks harder on the tentacle, accidentally feeding more chi into it. He comes, streaking the spirit metal with white. His mind goes blank for a moment, finally cresting that wave that had built and been denied. "What was that?" A strategist's voice jolts Itcha from his hazy pleasure. "That increase in power. Whatever you did, keep doing it," the strategist demands. The entire chrysalis throws itself to the side, the sound of spirit metal on spirit metal grating Itcha's ears. Oh, right. Zetian and Shimin were fighting. But apparently, Itcha's orgasm helped. He's still shaking a little with sensation, nerves still zinging from one of the best orgasms of his life. The tentacle in his mouth is still glowing gently, pulsing as the tentacle around his cock keeps gently squeezing him. It's also glowing. Huh. He doesn't feel drained, though. Maybe he will later, but for now he feels more energetic than ever. He tries to sit again, but the tentacles hold him fast. A glance down shows him that his seat doesn't exist anymore anyway, morphed into a base for more tentacles to anchor themselves. There's spirit metal around his waist, winding to his shoulders, and twining with more tentacles to hang him from the ceiling of the cockpit. A large tentacle circles his thigh before pulling his knee towards his chest. Itcha balances on one foot, held up mostly by the tentacles as the cockpit judders and tilts. He shrieks into the tentacle, still gently fucking his mouth, as another yanks his foot off the floor and toward the ceiling. He's spread now, swaying and cradled by the tentacles. The one around his cock has gone back to twisting and squeezing exactly as he likes, with that inhumanly smooth feel and motion. Itcha tries to twist away from it. It's too much so soon after his orgasm, but the other tentacles don't let him. He draws off the tentacle in his mouth, and it lets him go, no tentacles impeding the movement of his head and neck. A slender tentacle rubs across his nipples, and he lurches to get the tentacle back in his mouth before he screams at the added sensation. He can't do this. It's too much. The tentacles pull him relentlessly towards orgasm again. He's never come so fast. It almost doesn't feel good, and yet it feels glorious, the pleasure rising beyond what he ever thought it could. He screams into the tentacle as he comes, muffled and overwhelmed. This time he catches the bright orange glow of the spirit metal as he crests. It's over before he's ready, and he sags into the tentacles holding him up. They don't stop. He whines and tries to get away from the continued squeeze around his cock, the warm spirit metal against his nipples, the feeling of being pinned and held still. But he doesn't take his mouth from the tentacle, doesn't stop sucking or feeding his chi into the chrysalis. He doesn't want them to hear him. He doesn't even know which them, the strategists or his pilots. He wants it to stop. He wants it to never end. The tentacle on his cock slows and Itcha sags in relief, relaxes right into the tentacle prodding at his hole. He moans long and low around the tentacle gag as the one at his hole presses in, steady and unyielding. There's no lube, nothing to slick it. But the spirit metal is smoother than anything a human could create. It hardly needs lube. Anitja is sweating, rivulets running down and across his body, some drenching the tentacle as it feeds itself into him. It's thin enough not to be more than a light stretch, a distraction from how overwhelming the rest of his body feels. His ass tingles as the spirit metal touches it, and he presses into it, more than happy to be filled and touched somewhere that isn't too much. The tentacle fucks him, and it feels very different than a human cock, but not that different from Zetian's spirit metal cock she makes out of her armor. Familiar and comforting, even as out of it as he is. It finds his prostate and presses. He just shouts and squirms. Suddenly it's too much. He's come twice already. He can't go again. The tentacle around his cock tightens and Egypt balks. He shouts, "No!" around it, but it's garbled. He squirms against the tentacles holding him, the one inside him shaping itself so that it presses perfectly against his prostate and beginning to move. He keeps crying out, the pleasure rising again. It fucks him with a precision that no human can manage, never stopping, never yielding. The other tentacles hold him in place. He's going to bruise, his tattoos disappearing into the dark blotches on his skin. He'll have to try to convince his partners that he wants that, wants to be able to press on his soft skin and feel the flinch of pain that means he's theirs. In this moment, he wants it so bad he can't breathe. Or maybe that's because the tentacle fucking him feels like it's punching the air out of his lungs with every forceful thrust. His orgasm is rising, slower this time, but dragged from him all the same. He can't handle the pleasure as it rises. It's too much. He can't go again. The tentacle around his cock squeezes and pulls, and the tentacle in his ass pounds into him, and Yichi can't stop it. He can't stop the climax that they drag out of him. He sobs as it crests, as he comes. Just like that, one more of those and we can wipe them out. He hears Zetian's voice. She's probably talking to Shimin, or maybe another chrysalis. Yichi can only sob uselessly as the tentacles take that as a command for them. Or maybe she knows, somewhere in her mind, that it's him providing the extra power to do whatever it is they're doing. None of them slow down even for a moment. The tentacle inside him grows. Yichi arches, tries to get away, but he can't move, can't twist away from it as every time it presses inside, it's bigger. It feels so good that it's painful. He's crying, tears joining with the sweat pouring from him, making him glisten with the same too shiny veneer as the spirit metal. He can't do it again. He can't come again. His cock won't get hard, no matter what the tentacle fondling it does, no matter how it squeezes or pulls or ripples. The one inside him never stops. It gets as big as Zetian's armor cock and no more. Yichi hangs there, limp and overwhelmed, and can't help his mind wandering to how big it could get, how big the tentacles could stretch him. He stares at the ceiling and sobs, body not knowing how to process what's happening as the cockpit sways and jolts around him. The pleasure rises. It hadn't been allowed to subside, but it rises even more, even though his cock stays soft. He sobs and begs around his mouthful of tentacle, biting when it tries to retreat. He sobs and begs and cries as the pleasure rises so high it feels like pain. When he comes, he almost doesn't notice, too overwhelmed. His cock dribbles some cum onto his stomach, more leaking than anything else as Yichi convulses. The entire cockpit glows this time, and he can distantly hear Zetian crow in triumph. The tentacles don't stop, though. They don't give him a break. He loses track of anything beyond his own body as the one inside him grows a bit more and then hums. The one around his cock merges into a smooth cylinder, molded to his soft cock, and starts humming too. Nietzsche convulses again, unable to control any of his muscles. He can feel his eyes roll back in his head, and he loses track of time. Suddenly, it all stops. Aegis sobs and screams and writhes against the tentacles, which are rapidly cooling against his skin. The tentacles around him go still and hard and immovable. No give anymore. His cock encased in its metal sheath, the one inside him impaling him. Oh no, Aegis! That's Zetian. Aegis lets his head fall back and sobs, please! What? Shimin sounds horrified. We kept thinking about him while we were... Zetian starts, and Yichi wants to scream. Fuck. Shimin curses. He sounds overcome with despair. Please! Yichi sobs again, louder. His voice is wrecked and raw. Fuck, right. I'll get the vermilion bird to let him go. Shimin, get ready to catch him. Zetian says, and Yichi sobs again. Please fuck me! He begs, and both of them freeze. He thinks he knows what he looks like. Spread around a huge spirit metal cock, knees spread wide and pointing to the ceiling, open for them to see. Sweat and tears and his own cum streaking his body. His cock encased in spirit metal. Ready for them to use. Use as they've been using him for the entire fight. They all startle at a crackle from the speakers. Whoever was going to yell at them to leave the cockpit doesn't get a chance. Zetian snarls, we'll leave when we're ready. And the cockpit lights up. Yichi's screams as the humming jolts through him again are lost to the general scream of spirit metal as the speakers and mics are once again crushed beyond use. The humming stops, and he just sags back from the arch his body made at the instant pleasure when the chrysalis lit up again. The tentacles don't let him go. They only move him, lay him a little further on his back and lower him. The one inside him retreats and he sobs, squirming to try and get it back. They go still and cold again as Zetian disconnects. You fill his mouth, I'll take him. We don't have anything to make you slick. And then he's full again, Zetian's armor cock filling him perfectly, smooth like the tentacles. He arches against the unyielding tentacles and lets his mouth be filled with warm flesh. Zetian and Shimin both groan. Maybe they're both still in sync. They fuck him like they are. Shimin's hands are soft on his face and hair, wiping tears away even as he takes his mouth deeply and desperately. Zetian fucks him like she fights, hard and unrelenting and overwhelming. Yichi struggles against them, but every time they make to pull back, he clenches and sucks even harder. Shimin buckles and falls over, hands hitting the ground. They're kneeling, Yichi realizes, which makes sense. It's the only way Zetian can fuck him this hard. He rides the waves of pleasure. He can't come. Not again, he's pretty sure. But he never wants this to end. They aren't as intense as the tentacles. He comes back to himself slowly, gentled by the pleasure. Zetian comes, fucking him harder through it, riding the armor cock into her clit. Shimin comes only a moment later, spilling down Ichi's throat and over his face. Ichi groans and blinks at the ceiling. He zones out, which he really needs to not do. This is the part he's in charge of, interacting with the staff. He misses when they get him out of the tentacles, though he surfaces enough to notice when they remove the one encasing his cock. Shimin brushes his cock lightly, and Yichi twists away. No, he mumbles, and is only a little disappointed when Shimin stops. Somehow he ends up back in his robes. He thinks they cleaned him up. His face, at least. He definitely hears Zetian say, "Fuck off. Ija can tell you our strategies when he's up for it. That was a rough fight and he's drained." The next time Ija opens his eyes, they're back in their rooms, and Shimin is laying him on Zetian's bed. "I get it," Zetian says when she notices he's awake again. "Well, I don't get it, but watching you overwhelmed and pushed beyond what you think you can take is hot." "Are you okay?" Shimin asks seriously, and Zetian's reckless smile fades a bit as she waits for his answer. Ija manages to croak out, "More than okay. Perfect." Zetian laughs, and Ija misses what she says about power levels. They'll need to talk about that later. He isn't dying, hasn't been drained of chi or anything, but apparently the orgasms gave them more than he can normally. His train of thought screeches to a halt as Shimin says, "Maybe we can make Ija a cock to sit on next time. Instead of that setup, it'll be gentler." Ija imagines bouncing on that cock, maybe held down lightly by a tentacle or two as the cockpit jounces around in battle. He whimpers. "I can't get hard again. Please stop trying." The look on Zetian's face makes him shiver. "Really? I thought we could try for one more." Ija closes his eyes and whimpers again. He loves them so, so much. The end. I make a drip, boy. 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 Drip, 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 drip. I made them boys sweat, sweat. 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 Are you ready? I make a drip, boy. I make a drip, boy. Drip, drip, drip. I make a drip, boy. Drip, 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 drip. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback. You can find this podfic and the text of it at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening. Creator's Notes. This is absolutely timeline what timeline. Imagine that there is more time between them getting together as a triangle and the final attack in the book. They don't know about the significance of the seat positions yet. I'm also taking some liberties with how much Zetian and Shimin pay attention to the inside of their cockpit. Maybe it's a particularly pitched battle. Ha ha! Noises of ITPE, triumph. So, this ITPE, I had three phases of gifts for Cantarina. Phase one was a whole bunch of Black Cat Star Wars fics, because Black Cat has blanket permission. They were all pretty short and delightful, and a bunch of them focused on characters that Cantarina said that he liked. And so that was phase one, because I was so, so stressed in October and November that I honestly didn't know whether I was going to get more than just that one, like one of those done. And I managed to get actually a fair number recorded, just, you know, delightful small things. Phase two was that, well, I read the most delightful Word of Honor ballroom dancing AU that was also partly social media fic, and knew instantly that I needed to podfic it and that I could gift it. And so I made a super secret project for that. And so that hit priority because that I had other people involved in. And also, honestly, the production values on that, like, I wanted to get it done because it's glorious. I am really rambling. The point is to say that it is the day before treats are due. I wrote a good chunk of this, at least half of this, probably more, two-thirds of it, today. I'm recording it today on the 21st. I'm going to edit it today, hopefully, and beta listen to it tomorrow and then submit it. That is the hope that I can get it in. And that will be phase three, the final phase of ITPE, submitted as a treat, if not as a final gift. I'm very excited.